Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Can I get one?
Is this?
Yes, it is. No, it's logistics, but. We're ready. Okay. Good morning, and welcome to the Thursday, February 17th, 2011 meeting of the Morro Bay Community Promotions Committee. Take my hat off and we'll sit down. We're fortunate today to have a very new set on our television. I guess it's a new logistics situation, but we will now be like everyone else sitting behind this great podium. First off, I'd like to welcome our new members. Our new member right now, Janice Peters, welcome to our committee. I think you're well known. You don't have to tell us a whole lot about yourself, but we're glad you're with us, and we'll be looking forward to your expertise.
So there's something for everyone, and tickets are $15, and they're on sale now at the Senior Center and at the Chamber of Commerce. So buy your tickets early. There's going to be pizza and a bar as well, so lots of fun for all.
Thank you very much. We do have a committee announcement, which we've added to our agenda, but I'll let you, that's okay. We'll have the rest of us will go with the announcements at the right time, okay? But first off, we want to have our public comment, so if there's anyone out there that would like to speak, now's the time. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Peter Beeman, and we are a local business owner. I'm also involved with the Morro Bay 4th of July group. I'm actually one of the founding. Oh, excuse me. Do I need to start again? No. Okay. I'm also one of the founding members of the Morro Bay 4th of July group. And I just wanted to convey some thoughts. I know that's a topic today. The last year, a small group of us got together and decided that something different had to be done with the 4th of July celebration in this town. And we put forth a mighty effort with the help of and in-kind, which would be in-kind things from various businesses that were given away as giveaways to raise money in auctions, raffles, so on and so forth. And I think everybody will agree we were successful in the effort. The 4th of July celebration last year was was terrific. We drew thousands and thousands of people to this town. Our hotels filled up. Our restaurants filled up. Our retail businesses had people walking out of the stores with bags on their arms. And we need your help. Without your help and without money, because unfortunately it's a very expensive event to put on, the event can't happen. And so I would just like to encourage you to take out the pocketbook and to help support this terrific event. This year, the 4th of July is on a Monday. It's a three-day event, and our task is even larger because we've got to fill up this town for the entire weekend. So, at any rate, thank you for your time. Thank you for your
The fourth already.
Yeah, this does have to do a little bit with the fourth. I do spend a little bit of time with the fourth when I'm not here. I just wanted to thank John Sorgenfrey for supporting our group in the past couple of weeks. He's really helped with promoting some new fundraising events that we have coming up. We have stuff coming up in March and later in May, a couple of different fundraising events. They're now on the main Morro Bay website, and they have their own landing page. And so that's a big advertisement for us, and we really appreciate John's help in getting that on the website.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. I do have one also. And that is, if you enjoy what you're seeing and you like what we do, we have one more seat here. We need somebody on this committee. And I understand that applications are still being taken at City Hall. You can go down and see Bridget, fill out an application, and there will be interviews. Rob, I don't know, do you have a date set yet for the interviews? There's no date set yet, but there'll be an interview by the City Council, and you may be appointed to the Community Promotions Committee. It's a lot of fun, and I know you'll enjoy it. So if you're interested, please go down and apply. Now it's time for committee announcements. Janice, you've had your turn, so Susan, do you have any? I guess we did that already. From the Visitor Center? So I guess we won't have a chamber report. John, you're next then.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to start with the budget report. This gives you a pretty clear update on where we're at right now with the budget. We still have close to 4 months to go through the rest of our plan from 2011. And we'll start ramping up here starting in March and toward the end of February as we hit spring. We're looking at advertising some events in Bakersfield Life. Also in Sunset Magazine, we ran an ad. And Travel 50 and Beyond, that ad's already been placed for the winter. And we're working on a program with the LA Times right now. And we're doing that in combination with the BID funds as well. So as you see the dollars here, that's going to be combined with some of the BID budget to create a new web new effort on the LA Times website, which we've seen to be really successful. We're going to be doing a sweepstakes with them and be a greater call to action to have a contest. And that's pretty much on to my advertising
report. Yes, I was going to say now next is the advertising agency report. Okay. John, you're up again.
Great. Well, I wanted to do a couple things today. One, I have a new campaign idea that I want to share with you. And but first, what I'd like to do is I have a new member of our TJA team to work with Morro Bay. And his name is Barry Cleveland. And Barry is very knowledgeable in the wine industry. He owns his own website, wineadvisor.com. In addition to that, very experienced in wine PR. And one of the things that for the spring and onward is to embrace the wine industry a lot more. I think we can do some things with packaging with the wineries. Wine tours coming out of Morro Bay. And I'm just going to bring Barry up, and he can give you a little bit of his background and tell you about what we have planned.
Good morning. Been working with John for a little while here, and been in the wine business for some couple decades here, and what I've really been learning, certainly the local wineries in our area, between here and Paso Robles, there's probably about 100 tasting rooms. And my business the last 5 years has been promoting those tasting rooms, getting people into them. And what I see is an opportunity, which I think see Morro Bay, where it could be much tighter to these events, to the tasting rooms, and even wine tours. I've talked to a few wine tour groups the last couple of weeks, and they'd like to put programs together. And with some efforts, we can put, I think, opportunities to do some lodging programs, some packages, and tie in much tighter with the local industry, because they're interested. And I don't see Morro Bay as much on the map as they should be, and I think there's dollars out there that Morro Bay needs its share of. There's a wine tourism program going on up in Northern California in November, which I'll be attending. It's a conference. It's the first time they've done a wine tourism conference up north, and it's basically they've done one in Europe in the past, but they haven't done one in California or North America. So there's an opportunity here to get Morro Bay involved and on the map, so to speak. So anyway, we have some other ideas. I think there's stronger tie-ins we can do with the tour groups and the lodging programs, and be able to sell Morro Bay as the place to go when you're up at 100 degrees in Paso in September. Come on down, cool down on the coast, make Morro Bay a base from your tour.
It's still pretty warm up in Paso Robles. And there's also the other side of it, aside from just cooperating with the wine tour groups and the wineries, the wine PR aspects of it as well. There's a great story to be told, the fact that someone could totally have an entirely different experience and then within 45 minutes be in a whole other experience. And being here at the beach and in the bay, and then within a half hour you're in what looks like Tuscany and you're sampling wine, but you get to come back to the coast and cool off and enjoy your stay here. So we're pretty excited about it. I think there's a lot of opportunities, and I just wanted to have you meet Barry, and I'll be bringing forward some more programs that we're suggesting.
If I can just say also, sure. You know, the wine writers and wine bloggers, which are becoming much more important in the wine industry and tour, they love a story like this, what you just mentioned, be in Tuscany in the midday and then be on the coast and take in the nature here in the evenings and the restaurant opportunities and such. So I can see, wine writers taking advantage of this if they're given the opportunity and move this forward. So,
and that's really one reason to bring Barry on. He's got those connections. And so we'll be able to get some good press for Morro Bay.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. I see a lot of packages that could be developed with.
We've talked periodically about a new campaign, and I talked about the aspect of having actual people in our town talking about Morro Bay and talking about the experiences of Morro Bay. And we've now kind of brought that more to fruition so you can see that. I think it's time to certainly not abandon Discover Your Better Nature, but to enhance it. And what we've come up with is a sub-brand of Discover Your Better Nature. And the new branding, the new slogan is Discover Your Better Nature, Let Us Show You the Way. And what we're going to do is employ 10,391 spokespeople, which is the population of Morro Bay. And we're going to shoot a series of videos, and we have some for you to see today. I think this campaign could go on for a long period of time. What we would do is have the videos on the website and then also put those on YouTube. I will mention again that YouTube is the second most searched search engine right under Google. So YouTube has become a way for people to find tourism destinations, to find out where they want to do their trips. And as much video as we can put on YouTube, it also increases our website search engine optimization as well. So videos are very important. And this new look that you see here is a brand new look for the website. We're suggesting that we start looking at it, then incorporating the Discover Your Better Nature in Morro Bay. So the first video I want to show you, and we're going to tweak this a lot more, but it's what they call a split frame. And the split frame is where it's sped up and takes a tremendous amount of time to render, but you'll get kind of a feel for it. And basically what our title for this video is, Discover Your Better Nature in 60 Seconds. We're going to do a lot more to it. It takes some more rendering, but you can soften that to where it almost looks like close to like a cartoon. It almost looks like toys, and that's kind of the look we're trying for, but it's just a nice little fun video. But now we kind of get into the videos of the campaign itself, and then I have some print ads that I want to show you that would support the campaign of Discover Your Better Nature, Let Us Show You the Way. So if you could show the first.
Hi, I'm Jeff Grover. I've been surfing for about 45 years all over the world. And for the last 25, I've been right here in Morro Bay. I've had some of my best fun, just surfing right out here, off the rock, catching good waves with good friends. Let me show you the way to discover your better nature right here in Morro Bay.
So we have a surfer. I didn't bring his outtake. I'll show it to you maybe next meeting because it's pretty funny because he talks about how cold the water is. And then he starts saying, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but it's fresh out there. It's really, So the next one.
Hello, I'm Flo Bartel, president of Art Center Morro Bay. If you visit Morro Bay, you're going to find a wide variety of excellent local art in many mediums. And we are largely inspired by the surroundings. Let me show you the way to discover your better nature by enjoying all the great art that we have for you here in Morro Bay.
My name is Mark Cognizini, and I've fished these waters outside Morro Bay for the past 40 years. Let me show you the way to discover your better nature in Morro Bay by enjoying some fish in some of our fine restaurants and seafood markets.
So just a real quick one there.
Hi, I'm Ravishana. Let me show you the way to discover your better nature at the Museum of Natural History in Morro Bay State Park. This is a great place to learn about the estuary and about birds and wildlife here in the bay. You can build a sand dune, you can watch how wind works, learn how the water cycle works, and just lots of other aspects of natural history. The Heron Rookery is right near the museum, and while you're here, we encourage you to walk up there. And at the rookery, you can see birds roosting and nesting and feeding their young. When you leave the park, we encourage you to stop at El Morro Elfin Forest. It's jointly owned by State Parks and San Luis Obispo County Parks. And that's on your way to Montaña de Oro State Park, which is where the sand spit is located. There are great tide pools there. And Montaña de Oro is just a wonderful place for hiking that takes you up onto mountain peaks and mountain trails. So this entire area is just a place where you can discover your better nature. Let us show you the way.
So that's the campaign, and it's just a conference that was held a couple of weeks ago. And there was a couple of gentlemen, for those who went, who had marketing for the San Francisco Giants and some other bigger entities, and they talked about how people really have to just invite people to come to their destination. And what better way than having our own people invite people to come to discover their better nature and offering for them to show the way to do that. So this is the print, and I'll just pass these around.
John, each of these would make excellent small 10-second or 20-second or 30-second TV spots. Throwing up a logo and a phone number, it would be a great campaign.
So coming around are some ideas on the print campaign and how that would look. And as you can see, there's some variations to the design. But again, it would be focusing on a particular merchant, restaurant owner, excuse me, and all of the different aspects of Morro Bay and all the businesses and the lodging industry as well, and complementing it with our print and then the video and then redesigning the website to accommodate the new camp.
That'd be a good place to do something at the dog park, because mm-hmm. so many people are traveling with their pets now,
right.
And to know that there's a place where they can have their pets run free and
right.
get their exercise might be really good.
Yeah, I think so. And again, that little quick little version, you know, we would probably take out that one duplicate golf shot and, you know, put something else in. But yeah, I think the whole aspect of, you know, we could probably do a video, have someone do a video on bring your friend, you know, and have the
yeah,
pet, you know,
yeah.
and I'll show you the way to discover your better nature with your with man's or
well, when you're ready
friend.
To do that, I can gather the yeah. dogs for you.
Okay, perfect. No, that'll be fun. Yeah, yeah that would
a
be
few
great.
Years ago, we got in trouble doing that when they closed the beach to dogs, and we had a lot of complaints about I can't walk my dog on the beach.
One of the most popular questions.
Show them strictly in town yeah. and not down here on. Not down on the beach.
But that's why it'd be good to do it at the dog park so that they know there's a designated place in Morro Bay that you can yeah. do that.
One of the most popular questions at the visitor center in the last, since the dog park has taken hold, has been, where can I walk my dog off leash? Do you have a dog park? Is there one? It's a very popular question right now from our visitors.
We do also have a great brochure that Jenny Brantley put together
right.
on dog-friendly businesses
yes,
in Morro Bay, and I think that's a great one.
Yeah, we give that out at the Visitor Center also.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Wait till you get there.
Okay. Well, basically, in January, we had 11,284 visits, and we had over 8,000 new visitors. The page views were 39,000. The home page was the most popular page, which is fairly standard, but the next page that was the most popular was the calendar page, so people are interested in our events, followed by the lodging page, and then followed by the activities page. The bounce rate was only 43%, which is good. You always want to try to be below 50%. Those are people who come on the site and have found what they're looking for so they don't bounce off. And we had over 71% new visitors, which is encouraging. And direct traffic over 18%, which is people that are typing in morrobay.org, which would be synonymous with the advertising. And also referring sites is 25%. And those are sites where we're doing something online, whether it would be with the county VCB or the LA Times or some other program. The let's see. top referral sites have been the county VCB. We are running banner ads on the...
I have a question. Couple years ago, we went to the ability of having foreign languages. You can switch to a foreign language.
Right.
Do we have any... I don't know what that costs us, but is there any specs or any statistics as how many people have used that foreign language?
Yeah, we can look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because we do get a few hits from Europe, and I wonder how many of those people convert to German or French or something like that, and I couldn't find any.
Right.
And if it costs us a lot of money, if there is not being used, I question if we need it.
Well, it's a fairly easy program because it's just Google, and you just it's okay. Basically the Google just reads it and translates it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very excuse me, very costly.
And I don't know how easy it is to get those statistics.
Yeah, we could take a look at that. And I'm just trying to see if I have. Usually we'll have one that talks about international. I'll see if I can find that. But yeah, we can supply that for you.
Thank you.
John, I have one other question regarding the survey.
Pardon me?
The survey. There we go.
Perfect timing.
Thank you.
Okay. If all you recall, this is, and for Janice, really what we're doing is we're looking at a survey that would survey our current residents about their awareness of tourism and their perceptions of tourism. And he's here to give you an update.
Thank you.
Well, first off, I'd like to say thank you again for the support on the study and kind of patience as getting it going. Initially, I kind of underestimated the whole approval process on campus, but happy to say we're all set on the approvals. We have all the production was just completed on the surveys and getting it ready to go out. And earlier this week, I met with my class that's going to actually be helping deliver it. So starting this week, it'll be going out. So if you guys see any Cal Poly students wearing a nice little polo like this, try to be as friendly as possible to them. I'd like to thank also John for all the help that he's done, TJA. Certainly this project probably wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for his help.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's anybody have pretty any? Much where we're at.
Since the timeline has been obviously pushed back quite a bit, can you give us an update on the timeline, how you expect this thing to continue now?
Right now, for the first contact, I was going to try to have the students have it done in about 2 weeks and then maybe give about 10 days between the first contact and the second contact for the non-respondents.
Of course, the main aspect of having this research is that we'll digest the research and then we'll start our own internal campaign to our citizens about tourism and the things we find in that survey. If there's some misconceptions or things that we weren't aware of, we want to try to let them know, give them some answers. And so it's great that we're able to not just do this tourism campaign, but actually have research to back it up so we have it very targeted and focused on what people's perceptions are.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much for the update. Appreciate that. I look forward to seeing a good survey in a couple of months.
Some of you will be selected.
John, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, no more questions for John. The subcommittees, did you have a comment, Bill, on the subcommittees? Okay, you get your question answered on the website. We didn't have a creative subcommittee meeting, so that takes us through that to unfinished business. And this is the discussion for the approval of a request for funding from Morro Bay 4th. As I understand it, you heard the speech this morning from Peter. They need some help in funding. They're asking, I believe, Chris said $5,000 in cash was his request. And Janice, you're new?
Yeah.
Okay. Bill? You sit at the end, and that's what happens.
We've got $5,000 in our fire sale fund. However, I personally do not feel that we should give cash to any organization. I think if we want to get involved with some type of a co-op program, we would normally advertise the 4th of July. So you know, we're going to be covering that. But as far as giving cash, I just am against it. Advertising campaign, fine, but not cash.
Dan?
This event's
maybe
pretty...
you ought to step down.
Well, I think I can offer a little bit of insight. This event's pretty tricky. I understand, you know, the reasoning for wanting to be conservative with the funding request. For whatever reason, maybe because of our nonprofit status, because of Morro Bay Forest's nonprofit status, we've had a really easy time securing free advertising through radio, through television, through print. Even the printing of our materials, most of it's been donated. And Technics for payment for fireworks, then we do that and gladly accept the in-kind promotional opportunity through the city, but it's just not a form of payment that the pyrotechnics guy is willing to accept. And we're really limited, too, when we look at this event on where our revenue sources are. It's not an event that we charge tickets, or, you know, that we have ticket sales, or we don't profit off food vendors. Really, we rely on cash donations, and that's it. And the most obvious place to start looking for cash donations are from the parties that benefit economically from the event. And it really comes down to your hotels, restaurants, retailers, and the city through tax revenue. And so I guess what I would offer back to the group is that an investment into Morro Bay Forth enables Morro Bay Forth, with their nonprofit status, to leverage that money into great promotional opportunities for the city of Morro Bay. Because that's really what this event is all about, is promoting Morro Bay, promoting the businesses, the natural beauty, and everything that Morro Bay has to offer. And I think that an investment in the group is an investment in promoting the city.
Thank you, Dan. Tracy?
You know, I'd have to agree with Dan on a lot of that. I think that this is one of our events that we have that does not compete with our local to our community. I'm looking at the list of expenses. If we don't want to do a cash donation, is there a way we can cover a specific item? Is there a way to make, I mean, what do you think, Bill? Is there a way to make that more comfortable? Because, yeah, I understand the advertising, most of it's donated, so.
I think there are other places we can spend our money.
I mean, ways to support
$5,000 would take up all of our fire sale money. That means we have no money, no discretionary money to spend the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And I'm against that.
And it's only
if we want to give $500 and we've given $500 before for things, then I could go $500. But I still feel that the way we should spend our money is on advertising, not in gifts.
Susan?
I guess I'm somewhere kind of in the middle because I can really see the need. So I was trying to look at the expense items to see where we could fit in. So, for example, video production, and it does look like you've got 4,000 of that in kind, so that kind of dumped that. But there's $1,000 left on that. Video production does tie in with what we do at Promo. Perhaps maybe we could do some assistance in city services since we are a city board. And it is a promotional event. Totally understand, though, Bill. I have the same feeling that we do advertising. That's what we are commissioned by the city to do. So should we be putting that city advertising money into other things that are not so directly related? It's a tough one.
$5,000 is a lot.
Okay, having listened to all of that, I agree that it is, well, it's a unique activity. It's an activity that, thank heaven, somebody did step forward and organize for us, because the chamber and the city just couldn't do it any longer. And so I think that there's a great debt of gratitude that we owe to this group for putting it together and making it happen. Yes, I agree, it takes away what we might be able to do in print advertising or something, but those fireworks in the sky are a pretty good advertisement too. And it's a family event. It's everything that we want Morro Bay to stand for. Something on the water where you're appreciating nature. You're also getting together with your families. It's not like any of the other celebrities. How many people from Paso don't know? They never come to Morro Bay, mm-hmm. and vice versa. And so anything that we can do to promote Morro Bay within our own county as well, I think, is money well spent. And this event certainly is one of the best ways to do that. So I would be in favor this year of going with that, with the fire fund, if that's how the rest of the people feel. But perhaps not to set that as a precedent for every year, but this year at least to get them going one more time.
Well, I'll give you my feeling on it. I stayed to last because I wanted to hear everybody else and give everybody else a feeling and not be influenced. I feel this way. I certainly agree with you, Janice. This is a wonderful event. It does promote Morro Bay. It does bring people to Morro Bay. These people have stepped forward. They've put their hard effort in. They've gone out and raised money on their own to make this thing happen. And so have a lot of other groups, that and in the future it might happen again. And this is a concern to me, because if we start giving money out just for them to spend on their own, in whatever way they see fit to spend, we'll have people here every single, we'll set a precedent, we will do that. So I don't want this board to be, become a funding mechanism for everybody that needs a few dollars. However, groups a small money to print a little brochure or do things like that, I can understand that. But $5,000, just say here's $5,000 cash and spend it any way you like on these events or on these items, I think is a step that I would not want to make. I would like to help them out. I'd like to pay some bills if we could help, if we could decide an amount of money that we could do. But I just don't want to hand them $5,000 and have them buy T-shirts and badges and whatever they buy with it. That I don't think would be right. That's so just my opinion.
You're suggesting earmark the money.
I would suggest if we can agree on an amount of money we feel, a minimal amount of money, not $5,000. I think that's way too much. But if we can agree on amount of money that we think we can help them with, and the type of funding that we want to give them, for a specific purpose that we can help them with, that they need, and they can tell us what it would be. Some things they are going to have to pay cash for. And if we can help them with that, I'm more than willing to do that. And then we could allocate that money. They could send us the bill, and we'll pay it for them. And that's the way I would see it.
Ed, can I make a comment?
Sure.
You know, maybe there's, just as a suggestion, maybe there's a, you know, a compromise with a little bit of cash, and then maybe do earmark some advertising.
You might you may be able to put some slugs or some
maybe rather than deplete one category, just from a budget. I just offered this up, but just looking at the budget, you know, you could maybe take like $1,000 out of fire sale, and you do have $6,000 budgeted for events. You know, maybe take $1,000 out of that. That would be a couple $1,000s to help the 4th of July, and then we would actually market them anyway. I mean, when we run our ads in Bakersfield Life, I mean, whatever event we have coming up, we would put that in the ads.
Well, I think it's up to the board to make a...
How we normally do that anyhow.
Right.
Yeah, we do that anyway. Well, how does the board feel about, say, picking an amount of money and asking the committee to give us where they think that money could be used? To their best advantage.
I think that's a good idea, and I like what Susan said too about putting. You know, I'd like to earmark it particularly for something that we want
yes.
to do, like video production. That might be video footage that we can use in other ways too. Let's definitely put it towards something that is more along the lines of what we do, and I think we should earmark it. And I agree, $5,000 is too much to spend on this. We've got too many other things we can do with our what limited funds we have, but. Yeah, let's target something.
Well, let's.
That's a great way to do it.
Would you think 500, 1,000? What are you folks thinking? What do you think would be a?
I would like to see perhaps 1,000
from their committee where they think they need the help. If we were to do this, would somebody like to address us on that?
Can we put you on the spot here, Chris?
Well,
no, I don't have it. Well. Yes, I would like to make a little bit of statement. First of all, I want to acknowledge the work that John Sorgen Fry and his group is doing in Morro Bay in promoting and advertising this beautiful city that I've decided to retire in. It was interesting. I was watching the video that he presented, and I actually thought it was in regular time, and then I just realized that's just the way my life's been the last couple of months, and it was actually sped up a little bit, I think. I'm not sure, but once again, John, thank you for all the work that you've done, and thank you for helping us be even more effective at our promoting and advertising by putting us up on the websites. I understand that we were the third largest referring website last year in the month of July to the city, morrobay.org. So we are being effective in promoting and advertising. What I wanted to share with you, gentlemen and ladies, this morning is that, as I mentioned last month, Morro Bay 4th is citizens and concerned citizens and the hoteliers. And those concerns were simply that the visitors and tourists would not return to Morro Bay for stays in Morro Bay and spending their tourist dollars in the city if Morro Bay did not host an Independence Day celebration. Simply put, we responded to a hole that had been created by the fact that the Chamber of Commerce and the city of Morro Bay had elected to not host an Independence Day celebration after the laser show was presented. So, as I did mention before, and has been mentioned already by a couple of people, Morro Bay is a group of 20 to 25, if you will, volunteer foot soldiers that have organized and pounded the pavement. We've beat the bushes. We raised approximately $70,000 worth of cash and in-kind donations last year to put on the event that was required to make it a successful and well-received event. From what we've heard, probably one of the best 4th of July events that was ever produced in the city of Morro Bay. 3-day event this year. Because we have the opportunity of the 4th of July falling on a Monday, we have the opportunity to make this year's event a 3-day event, which means a tripling of the revenues that actually go into city tax dollars and hoteliers, restaurateurs, all of the retail businesses in Morro Bay. We think that has value, as we've mentioned throughout all of our presentations to you. We intend to improve all of the activities. The bike parade last year, we thought we'd have 75 to 100. We had 350. This year, we're accommodating folks that mentioned they couldn't come from Cayucas to our bike parade because it was too close in the time frame. So we're moving it up to an hour later, giving them time to be here. We anticipate, with the increase in promotions and advertising that we've already done and changing the starting time, of possibly doubling that 350 to about 700 participants just in the bike parade alone. And did I mention that it's a family, fun-free, non-alcoholic event in Morro Bay? As Janice Peters mentioned, this is exactly what Morro Bay is looking for, what we need, especially along the waterfront. Well, I think what I really want to summarize in saying is just that this is an increase in promoting and direct advertising cost as a promotions committee to tripling our efforts with all of our 20-25 volunteers and our $30,000 or $40,000 in media advertising that we've already procured for this year's event. And so we feel that a $5,000 donation from the CPC will gain you an ROI of 3-to-1 on your investment. It's just that's the way we look at it, and that's why we've come to you and presented our proposal to you. I just want to summarize it saying that we really appreciate your being the guardians of our tax dollars, hard-earned tax dollars here in Morro Bay, and we appreciate you giving us a chance to present this proposal and application to you, and I really encourage you to give it some serious thought as to actually what you will get back in return for whatever monies you do decide to contribute to Morro Bay 4th. And once again, thank you for your time. And if you have any other questions, I would be more than glad to ask those. But I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to plead my case, so to speak.
Thank you, Chris. I think what we were after, or what we'd like to hear from you, is you can see we're not opposed to giving you now, and we could take care of that support for you. Where would that be? What area in your budget that you gave us would you like us to help you support with specifically?
You've all been given a packet, and there is a profit and loss statement in there, and you can see where our costs are incurred. There are, for starters, approximately $20,000 worth of direct cash cost just to have the fireworks produced in any town. We have procured, as I said, advertising in kind trades in about $30,000 just within radio and television media. The other costs are spelled out in the profit and loss statement there. You could plug in anywhere you want where you see our direct expense. There's numerous areas that are going to cost us cash where in-kind will just not work. Most of the in-kind and promotionals that you're suggesting, we've already procured as in-kind donations. So what we really need, just quite simply, is cash, is what we need. We can get in-kind donations and trade-off in all sorts of promotional areas and almost triple what the real value of that might be, as I mentioned earlier. But what we really need is cash in all of those line items that you see in our expense sheet. They just cost cash.
Well, we're asking, I guess what we're asking is for you to pick one where you think you need a tent. I see $1,000 for a tent. You need certain items. We just want to say, here's what we'll give you for this purpose. I think that's, if that's not
and
what,
Chris, what I'm
what
seeing,
I'm getting,
what I see on,
what I'm getting, yeah,
on the P&L that's been presented for the 2011 proposed budget, it looks like there's $1,000, as Susan mentioned, $1,000 of additional money, hard monies needed for the video production. And then yeah, it looks like there's a discrepancy of about $3,500 between the promotional category. It looks like there's a total budget of $37,500 and $34,000 of that, I'm sorry, is in-kind. So there's about $3,500 there that maybe...
So if you needed $1,000 for video production that you would have to pay cash for, and we funded that for you, we would be able to then have two things happen. Number one, we'd have some video that came to the committee that we could use, and you'd also have your video costs covered.
That's
correct?
A barge located in Morro Bay. We anticipate that costing us about $5,000 to bring a barge into Morro Bay to shoot the fireworks off. We looked at other options. We talked to the city about possibly doing the fireworks from the T Pier. That incurred all kinds of red flags with the Coastal Commission. So we elected to do what we can only do in order to have fireworks, and that's to stay on a barge. We do not have a barge. The inquiries that we've made and the feedback we've got is that it'll cost us about $5,000 to bring the barge from Santa Barbara into Morro Bay and leave it here for the fireworks show, and then they take it back to wherever they're working in a close proximity. Now, we've talked with AIS, who donated the barge last year, only because they were in Morro Bay dredging last year. So to be quite honest with you, that $5,000, that's exactly where that number came from, what we applied to you for, to cover the cost of that barge, because without the barge, there's no fireworks. That might help. I don't know.
Okay. Well, again, I'll ask, you know, it's a committee decision. And, Dan, I don't know whether you're even should be. I've got Rob Schultz here, I guess, who can give me that answer. Do you feel that we can have him vote on this because he's president of the organization?
Yeah, I spoke with.
Does anyone have any questions for
Ed,
Chris?
Can I make a comment?
John has a question for you, Chris.
Well, actually, no. I just was going to say that I would concur that a lot of the broadcast, and Ed, you certainly will be aware of this too, that broadcasts don't give cash; they give trade, and so it's difficult because, where, you know, we could buy radio for you or whatever, but I know newspaper is less likely to trade. Have you been able to secure a newspaper in kind?
Bay News is constantly promoting the...
Well, but I mean like out of the market.
They're a tough market to crack.
Right.
But we are...
Because that may be another area where I know I've been on a lot of nonprofits. Barry and I were on the film festival for a number of years, and we had plenty of in kind. But we always struggled to get the cash because you do have hard costs. But I know one area that we always struggled with the media was the print, because print just doesn't seem to trade like radio does and TV. So maybe that would be an area. I do think that's a really good idea about the video production, because I think I could turn that into a value for you. I think we could make a spot and put it on YouTube and maybe find some other ways to utilize that. But maybe maybe that $3,500 that you didn't secure in kind for media might be part of that. I don't know if that's print or...
That's in addition to the...
If the committee would like to...
Well, and John's making a good point about advertising, too. You know, I see one of the big benefits of Morro Bay Fourth is that we get to draw people from within our own county, which is part of our purpose on promotions, is within our is drawing people within our county to Morro Bay, and I think, yeah, print ads in South County and North County would be really important. I don't know if that's in this budget somewhere.
Well, actually, you do have local outreach. You know, maybe that's a category you could look at that
point.
Because
mm-hmm.
that would be
that's a very good idea.
Bringing people in from Santa Maria. I think we do want to try to work out some sort of packages where we want them to stay here too. But the local outreach is a category you have that we haven't touched yet.
What if we pulled some from local outreach to do print advertising? Some from the fire sale contingency that would cover the video. And I would still like to maybe see some, could come from the fire sale or event advertising maybe. Maybe we can't cover the whole barge, but we could earmark some towards the barge. And there's something in all that advertising that goes out for the event that says, you know, portions of the barge were sponsored by your own Morro Bay Promotions Committee.
Well, and that could come out of the public relations fund because that's exactly what it is. And I think that that is a very important point. It is a way, this is something that the community embraces. They obviously love this. So to have some of their tax dollars that are funneled through us go back to that, I think is really important, and it's a really good statement.
It does. And it also gives us something in kind back for what we're giving you. That's a very good idea. Would you
If I could just interrupt for a quick second, I want to make sure that you understand that every penny that you donate will be extremely identified in our profit and loss statement next year. You will have a complete accountability of every penny that you donate, and we will certainly, every penny that you donate, no matter what it is, be sure that the taxpayers know that their tax dollars are supporting their fireworks show. That is part of the promotional package. And I know this is the first time we've come to you, but we talked about this in our board meetings. That's something we want to make sure that the taxpayers know, when and if you guys step up and do participate in this, that their tax dollars are going to exactly what they want to happen. We heard from them loud and clear last year. And we will definitely be giving you an accountability of every penny that you give to us.
Any other questions for Chris?
Well, I would move Susan's suggestion with the addition of taking it out of
contingency fund.
Mm-hmm.
How about could we do 2,000 from our PR fund for the barge?
I think John needs to give us an idea of what you think the ads would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would actually utilize part of that because it's part of the cost I associate.
Cost that I associate with doing PR, that it'd probably be better to take that out of maybe the event category.
Well, we don't know what advertising would cost, John.
So 2,000 out of the event?
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking $3,000 total?
Are we going to earmark that $2,000 for something?
For the barge.
For the barge.
So that's a total of 3.
Yeah, can we do better?
Well, that also still leaves open the advertising because that's not line listed in here. We don't know what the cost of advertising would be if we did additional print advertising in North and South County. So maybe we can revisit that when we have a set amount and fund that through public relations or one of these other areas, maybe local outreach.
Well, John's going to have to get us some costs from the production. John will need us to get us some costs for the
Fresno B, Bakersfield, California, maybe, because that at least would encourage people to come maybe spend the night.
And stay overnight.
Although I think our local folks, it could be good to get, Arroyo Grande, Santa Maria folks come from there.
Well, usually the Tribune lists events, though, so we do get some of that coverage without any cost. To get somebody from Bakersfield to Fresno that's going to stay over, especially because it's a 3-day weekend.
BID would have money for
that. To me is a really good outreach.
That would be the T bid. They would have money. That's where their money would go.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they participate.
Well, we do have local outreach, so that would probably be really appropriate if you wanted to do something.
I'd rather see
the Santa Maria Times, the Tribune. I think that would be appropriate because that's really what it was for. I mean, that's to
that money was for the
county from other areas to more support the business rather than the lodging.
Right, okay. And that is part of our goal.
Yeah.
Well, one other thing, Janice, I would want to see this. You mentioned it earlier, and that this would be for for a one-time situation. Mm-hmm. Again, I would hate to see us set a precedent
that
every year we have four or five or six groups coming to us for money. We're not a funding board. Mm-hmm. We don't have that kind of budget. Usually by June, every single penny this board gets to spend is gone. Mm-hmm. They're fortunate they're here early, and this is coming out of this year's budget for a next year event.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I agree with you. But again, as was mentioned, this event is a tremendously costly one with absolutely no admission that they collect. So it is kind of unique in that, and having done other events that are not as costly and have great admission charges or vendor charges or something, this is unique in what it offers for the lack of revenue that it produces to itself.
Right.
It produces a lot of revenue for the city, but not a lot for them to start again next year.
Okay. So.
I think just to play devil's advocate, too, I would think that even though we're all so close to it, there's probably quite a few people that still aren't aware that it's back to fireworks and not the laser show. So I think in that sense, I think we still have that job to do as well for the advertising and any other kind of promotion, because I think that there are people, we're so close to it, we think everybody knows, but I guarantee you that there are some that don't.
Isn't that funny? You do a laser show once, and that's the thing people remember.
So you were in the process of making a motion, Janice.
Okay. Susan actually had the numbers, but I did write them down. So I would move that we designate $1,000 from the fire sale fund towards video production, $2,000 from the events fund towards the barge, and then if I can get the rest of you to agree, another $2,000 from the local outreach for advertising.
For a total of how much?
$5,000.
Second the motion.
Discussion.
John, do you have any idea for us, like if we wanted to do some local advertising in our local Slo County newspapers and things, kind of a ballpark figure? I mean, is $2,000 a reasonable number?
Yeah, I think $2,000 would be enough, because basically, you know, the media is still hurting, and you could make some pretty good deals, and we wouldn't run it out too far out. I mean, we'd want to run it a couple weeks prior to the event, to not, you know, have to sustain it. So I think we could run a series of ads. You might even think about an ad in the New Times, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
Or maybe the Santa Maria Sun. You know, that's their sister paper in Santa Maria.
I'm assuming the fireworks are going to be Monday, the 4th of July.
That's correct, sir.
Because that's one question we used to always get when it was on a Monday, you know, because a lot of places will do it Saturday
night.
And
they're ready to go home.
So it's going to be Monday.
They have to go back to work on Tuesday.
I believe I mentioned that we have other events planned for Saturday and Sunday. The Morro Bay Mile run that we're planning. A 1 mile all-out skateboard race from the power plant to Tidelands Park, which should be really exciting. Jack Smith, as you know, who's a skateboard promoter, is in charge of that event. And the new paddleboard company in Morro Bay is putting on a 1 mile paddleboard race from the Stacks to Tidelands Park, all happening throughout the weekend, which will bring a whole bunch of different people into town on different days.
That's
and if they're here over the weekend, our anticipation is that they'll want to stay for Monday's fireworks show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any more discussion? How much, John, would we have left in the contingency fund in our outreach fund if we did spend this? Yes. So we still have enough there.
That is.
I agree. My personal opinion is I think it's a lot of money for this board to fund an event. We've never spent that kind of money on any single event, but this being a special type of event, and as has been said, it's a unique situation. Again, I would like to say that this is a one-time shot. We're doing this as a very special event, not that we want to see other events come to us and say we need money for help, because if we do that, we're just opening the door.
I would also hope that we get some kind of a report, because we've given money before. And we never hear about
what success. I believe he said he would.
Yeah, I know, but I hope we're going to get one.
Okay, if there's no more discussion, we'll have a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. You got your funding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone.
Budget items in
there. Yeah. Now we're going to move on to the discussion of the Discover Your Better Nature compliance with the terms of the use. Last month, you remember, we had some discussion about the trademarking of that, what needed to be done, how we had to get that accomplished. And, Rob, you're going to tell us about that?
Yes. Good morning, Chair and Commissioners. And I think there was some confusion last time. Really, this was just an update. I'm not here to ask for any money out of your budget.
Thank you.
But I did want to bring it up to speed everybody and know that we finally did get the federal and state trademarks done. It took us probably 18 months, I think, maybe even a little longer than that. It's not an easy process, and understanding all the nuances and all the different categories that you can get is remarkable. And then you do get them and finalized, and then they send you the letter and say, oh, by the way, you have to use them or you lose them. And that's not under state, that's just the federal. And so we have these categories. And what I just want to do is make sure I wasn't overstepping anybody, and they felt like this wasn't even necessary. But my idea was to move forward with doing these and perfecting these four categories and working with John on how these would look. But there's really four categories that we have to use or lose. And that's just really showing them that we did them. I mean, I was going to just start out with really the smallest amount. If it's 24 glasses or mugs, to do that, 24 T-shirts, whatever, you know, cost-wise that we already have, because I do have a little bit of budget from this, from the very first trademarks when they authorized that city council. And that's why it doesn't need to come out of your budget. But, you know, the four items are tote bags, mugs, wine glasses, you know, shirts, clothing, any of that is all in the same category, and buttons. And, you know, I was just going to move forward with John on how the design would work and get it done. And then once they're done, we'll decide, you know, how they would, whether we'd try to sell them at the visitor center or whatever. But at least we're perfected then. And we've got them instead of just, we spent all this time. And now the only thing we'd really have it for is our advertising and not in any other items. What does that mean if we lost it? I guess some store in down on the Embarcadero could file for the trademark under T-shirts and start selling the T-shirts, and we would lose it. I don't know if that would happen, or you know if we put it on glasses and they couldn't do it on glasses, you know. So that was my take on bringing this, just to say, hey, we finally got it. We're in there. Discover Your Better Nature. No one in the United States can use it. No Florida city can now come up with that idea, which is great. And to just say, here's my ideas, I think we should just go ahead and do all four of them.
I have a couple of questions for you. Now that we have this, are we able to license this to anyone?
Yes.
We can. Second question is, do you need from us a motion for you to go ahead and just do that so we don't have to, it can get done? Do you need us to approve that?
Unless there's any, you know, unless I hear harsh words, we were just going to go ahead and do it, and I would work with John. I mean, from the designer or how it would be on T-shirts. And I was going
to,
granted, the cheapest one. You know, there's polo shirts, and all of those are in the same category. I plan on doing the cheapest T-shirts, the cheapest glasses that we can come up with, and just get it done. And then, you know, then if you want to take that project on to make it much bigger, you'll have to find the funding for it.
As part of this trademarking, as I understand it, we have to show that we have done this. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
We can't just sit back and just say we've got the trademark. We have to show them the glass, the T-shirt, whatever we are going to trademark.
Does it have to be something for sale, or can it just be something that we use as a giveaway promotion? Yeah.
You have to show them they're for sale, but we can do that once they're made.
I just wondered if that's a requirement, because I know that we are lax in not having a lot of giveaways for our city. I know as a mayor I got a lot of requests, can you send us a button, a city button? When we'd have the mayor's meetings, we didn't have the promotional materials to hand out to the other mayors that some of the other cities did. So certainly there is value in that. You get a pen that says how to call the Morro Bay Visitors Bureau, that's a good thing, you know, because people are going
to
take that home.
Even though you have them for sale, doesn't mean you can't also use them for promotional purposes.
But there's a double use. That's what I was getting at. There's some really good promotional uses we could have.
We used to get a lot of requests for lapel pins, too.
Yeah, little.
Really? Is that the Chamber of Commerce? There are people that collect lapel pins.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
used to get a lot of requires.
Inquiries. Absolutely. We had those for the Bird Festival, and they sold constantly. Yeah. So they put them on their hats,
sure,
you know?
I'm sure we could sell them and make some money with them.
I think that would fall under the buttons one. So I mean, just work with John on it, and we'll and Dana will kind of take this over. She loves doing this kind of stuff and bring back to me, you know, exactly. But like I said, the first one we're just going to try to do as clean and cheap as can be, get it in there, and then, you know, your next budget, it might be something you guys want to look at is how could we market this better? Do we want promotions and stuff like that? But I'm going to go as cheap as possible for this one and do all the categories instead of ruling out any of them so that we qualify for all of them.
And I would suggest that we look at Astereographics because they're very good about helping out the city on events and things.
Okay.
Good T-shirts.
Then you're going to go ahead and do that?
Yes.
The board agrees on that? Okay.
Thank you. I wasn't asking for any money, so you got to love that.
I see Craig has joined us, and we missed your report earlier, Craig, but if you'd like to give it now, you're welcome to do so.
Before I get yelled at. I got it on. Our visits are up over last year from January. There's been some discussion with the T-bed to possibly extend weekend hours, and we're going to discuss that further at our meeting after this. But we may be looking for volunteers to work Saturday and Sunday to extend hours a couple times during the year just to see what the visitation is during that time. So that we can consider whether we want to extend our hours permanently. I sense that that may change seasonally, but we don't know until we get some hard data. So we'll be looking for volunteers from my board of directors and from promotions and from TBID to fill those spots. But I'll know more next month after TBID's had an opportunity to meet. I also put in your packet, and I discussed this the last time, where we're tracking our visits, our calls, and our fulfillment over the 12-month period, so you'll get an idea of when the peak times are for the visitor center and how those calls have increased over the years. Thanks, I think, a lot to your efforts in promotions and also in TBID. So we'll continue tracking those. If there's any other information that you feel is useful for your decision making, please let me know because we can easily provide that. Any questions?
Any questions for Craig? You have some announcements about events?
Well, I want to talk. Thank you. And I want to mention that tonight is our mixer from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at Morro Bay Gift and Drug at 600 Morro Bay Boulevard. Great networking opportunity. Come in and visit and meet the folks at Morro Bay Drug and Gift. Bring a friend and introduce them to the chamber world there. It's a great networking opportunity, great opportunity to meet new potential clients. We also have chili cook-off coming March 12th, and we want you to dust your chili recipes off and put a team together, if you like, and compete for the People's Choice Award for your chili or your chili verde or your salsa. So thank you. I know there's some good recipes up there.
Any questions for Craig? Thank you, Craig. We look forward to seeing you all at the mixer tonight. Moving on now to new business. This is the fun part of our meeting. We have the appointment of the chair and the vice chair and the members to the subcommittee. So we can do it in that order if you like. So nominations will be open for appointment of the chair and vice chair. We'll chair first. Anybody? If they'll have me,
I'll nominate Susan Stewart for chair.
Okay. Susan? Anybody else?
I'd like to nominate Ed.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Okay, we'll close nominations, and I don't know how we do this. Do we do this with a closed vote, or?
No, it has to be an open vote. Could do it by ballot, and then I could read them out if you want to do that first. Yeah. But normally it's just done by, Susan, and if it passes by majority, then the other one wouldn't, I'm assuming. So that's the way we'd go. I would take the nomination of Susan and take the vote.
Okay, fine.
And if there's a majority, then that would end.
That's a good way to do it. Thank you, Rob. Okay, all those in favor of Stewart?
Oh, yeah.
Susan Stewart?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, Susan, you're the new chairman. Okay.
And obviously that was not that I don't think you've done a wonderful job, Ed, because you had. I've watched you the whole time, and you really have done an excellent job.
That's fine.
But she hasn't had a turn yet, so.
Okay, now for the vice chair, then, I guess. Nominations open for vice chair. I'll nominate Bill Stafford. Any other nominations?
I'd nominate Dan.
Dan, you accept?
Yeah,
I
really
do. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, nominations are closed. All those in favor of Dan? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was three of us on this side.
Okay, you got the girls elected you. You're now our vice chair. Now, I don't know whether you take over now or I continue. the next thing is very important, and it's the selection of the special meeting date. As you know, we've had a committee for both the TBID and our committee talking to advertising agencies and marketing firms, and we've come down to this final selection, and we need to select a date for the joint, for the TBID, and for our committee to meet to make this selection. Rob can explain the details to you more, but we're going to have select a meeting where we all can get together. I think we've selected a date, if it is agreeable with you. I believe it was the 23rd. Was that the meeting date, Rob?
That's the date we were looking at.
From 3 until 5 p.m.
In late afternoon. The selection committee met all day yesterday. It was a very long day. It hasn't reached a final recommendation to bring to you, but we're meeting today to try to finalize that. And the 23rd would be an excellent date, at least for the...
Of February or March?
February.
If that is acceptable. If not, we can look in the following week. And we were thinking any time after 3. If it's 3, 4, if you've got businesses, we could do 5, whatever you think works best for the group.
Better.
5? Yeah, I figured for the business owners, 5 is fine, I think, with the selection committee. Bill and Ed, is that okay with you guys?
Sure.
The 23rd of February?
The 23rd at 5
it's
o'clock.
It's a Wednesday.
In this building?
Yes. Well, we would let you know to make certain. But we'll find a building, and we were hoping that this one is available.
Okay, 23rd at 5 p.m.
Now, I will tell you, we will have a report. The selection committee will have a report ready for you, but that probably won't be ready till the 22nd, with Monday being a holiday. If we can get it done today and tomorrow, that would be great, but I can't promise you that. So I would say look for it, and we'll send that out by email so you've got it within the 24-hour period beforehand. Okay.
Okay.
Ed, should we back up to the members of the subcommittees?
Yes, we're gonna get to that next. Subcommittees. We have two standing subcommittees that we normally have. One is a website subcommittee, and they meet pretty regularly, and they oversee the web, look at the website, bring suggestions to the committee and to John about how it's working and any things that they feel that can be improved. And our other subcommittee is a creative review subcommittee. They don't meet all the time. When we're doing creative work, John gets together with them, or if they have creative ideas for logos or for graphics or for anything other creative idea, they get together and meet. And then we also had a public relations subcommittee, but that seems to have fallen by the wayside. John doesn't use that committee much anymore, do you, John? Do you use the public relations subcommittee? Is that still?
Well, originally, what I was hoping for the public relations subcommittee was to give me input on what's happening in the city. So, and I do get that from Craig quite a bit. But if they wanted to, look at different ideas, different things that are happening that maybe I wouldn't be aware of, that I could go out and promote.
Well, I think that's up to the board and the new chairman whether she wants to have that type of subcommittee. Also, if you do, we can. If not, we can wait until a later date. But I believe the website subcommittee and the creative review subcommittee, those are two committees that you probably do want.
And I think that, just if I might add, too, that we want those to be with the BID, too. So you'd need two people, I believe.
Yeah. And then it's going to be a budget subcommittee. That's usually lasts for a month or so. The budget subcommittee gets together with John, works out the media plan, and meets jointly, I guess, with the TBID also to combine the budget so we know where the money is allocated for the next year, and that'll be coming up, so that'll be another subcommittee. But that subcommittee doesn't report. Yes, is that what they call it?
But I think you need to have a selection for all those. So really you're looking for an agenda item next month for the selection of all of those subcommittees.
It's on the agenda today, except for the subcommittee.
Okay, yeah. It does say members to the subcommittee.
It's on
That's
the
right.
agenda right
so
now.
So you could address it today if you wanted to, or the new chair, if she wants to think about that, she can also.
Well, I'll give you that.
I'd volunteer for the creative subcommittee. I like
and
that.
I think we should just go ahead and see if we have volunteers, and then if nobody volunteers, we have.
Okay, we have a creative subcommittee with Janice and Tracy.
Yeah.
How about website?
Website. Bill and I have usually been doing that.
You guys I'll volunteer
done
for
a
it.
Really good job.
And I'll happy
that.
To do that with Bill,
okay.
As long as he's the chairman. Because His wife bakes great cookies, and he has the meetings at his house.
Oh.
And I go,
oh.
Great cookies, yeah.
And I would certainly probably be appropriate for the budget.
You know, mm-hmm. I'd be happy to volunteer for the budget subcommittee, too.
Cool.
Daniel, like you need to volunteer for something.
I liked the budget subcommittee last year.
Okay, then you can.
You're happy with it?
Yeah,
budget.
It's,
okay. Okay, Dan. We only need two, I think.
I think we can do three if we have seven, right?
Yeah, but we'd like to keep it to two and two. If we
two,
can.
Okay.
Two
so,
on each committee. Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys want to fight about it?
No. Well, you're going to be on it. You should be on it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay.
Dan. And then what about this PR subcommittee concept?
That you might want to wait on and see if you need it. That's something you might...
Mm-hmm. And we will hopefully be getting a seventh person, and they may be really connected with events happening, and that would be helpful. And
Craig
in the loop.
I'd be happy to help with PR as I'm involved in it already, so I'll work with Tracy on that.
Can he be on a subcommittee? No. He's shaking his head. You can't.
Never mind. My intentions were good, though.
He can go to...
He certainly can go to those and participate in, but I'd like to have two board members on the PR subcommittee.
Because you can't vote.
Well, I'll volunteer for the PR one until we get another member and see if they want to do it.
Okay. So that's Janice and Tracy on that?
Yeah.
And is that all of them? So if we could have a motion appointing those to the subcommittee of Janice and Tracy to the creative, Bill and Ed to the website, Dan and Susan to the budget, and Janice and Tracy to the PR subcommittee.
Can you just say so moved?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, board members. And the last this thing I guess I do as a chairman is to talk about declaration of future agenda items. Before we have an adjournment, anybody would like to declare?
Yes.
Janice, go ahead.
I've been sort of banging this drum for the last month or so. The VCB in their reformation discussions has been discussing the position of the Film Commission. It's never been a full-time position with the VCB because they've never had the funding to hire someone just to do that. So Baxter Boyington, who used to serve in that capacity, had presented the VCB with a proposal to establish an independent film commission. I don't think they're going to get the funding. So what I would like to do, because I think that filming is just such an absolute win-win, to get film companies in here spending thousands of dollars while they stay, and then... when the movie comes out, having that free publicity, I would like to suggest that we have a discussion for appointing a film commissioner for Morro Bay. And I will prepare the staff report for that and discuss it next time. I think this board is the ideal place for it. It's part of the reason I wanted to volunteer for this board. And so I'd like to have that discussion next meeting.
Can we put that on the agenda for next week, next month?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other... suggestions for new agenda items? Okay, well, with that, I'll thank you all. It's been a pleasure being on this board as the chairman for the year, and I look forward to another few years on the board to be successful, and I'm helping. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.